The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 5th, 1988 at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello again, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. This is VOA's special Sunday evening program bringing you the wonderful sounds of African music on the Africa service of the Voice of America. And I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, here in our Washington, D.C. studios in the USA. Just sit back now, friends. Relax, because we have another very special program for you. And here's the music to introduce this evening's guest, Ben Bracco of Ghana. This is from his brand new album titled Baya, and this is Angel. Angel, you know that I love you, from Ben Bracco's album, Baya. Well, Brother Ben Bracco is here in the studio with us, as well as your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian. And they'll talk about Ben's new album, but first... A reminder that this program is coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America, and is being broadcast on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter band shortwave, and on 621 kilohertz medium wave in Southern Africa. We're happy to have you with us for this evening's special program featuring the music of Ben Bracco, a composer and lead singer from Ghana. And as I've already mentioned, he's here in the studio with my colleague, our music man.
Ben Bracco said, "I really enjoy being in Ghana. You can sit in the sun and enjoy a beer as you watch the world go by. It's really nice being back home. So says Ben Bracco, the 35-year-old London-based Ghanaian musician whose songs have been receiving a lot of airplay and, according to reports, are doing very well on the market. Welcome, Ben Bracco.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you.
Where were you born in Ghana?
I was born in Accra, mm-hmm. but my mother is from Cape Coast, you know, which is like the educational center in Ghana.
But you've been living in London right now, right?
Yes, I've been living in London since 1984, mm-hmm. you know, and I made that move because I was anticipating a major career change. I was, as a teenager and a student, mm-hmm. Involved with school groups, you know, and stuff like that. But owing to, you know, bad prospects in music in Ghana, I didn't venture to do that professionally. So I went on to the university and took a degree in agricultural economics. Mm-hmm. I worked with a shipping company, a firm company, and I set up my own business. But I had this inkling all the time to venture into music, and it was difficult to do that in Ghana. So I moved to London to have a complete change and be able to start, you know, my musical career.
Now, your full name was Bernard George Kobina Chiaramonte Bracco.
That's right.
That's your family name, right?
That's right.
Very good.
You know, in Ghana, in our tribe, Akans, when you're born, you have your indigenous name. Mm-hmm. But owing to the advent of colonialism, we had to take Christian names to make it easier. So I was named Kobina Chiaramonte Bracco. But then my Christian names are Bernard George.
Well, actually, when did you get started with music?
Well, I got started with music around about 1966 when the school group, I was in St. Augustine's in Cape Coast, and they formed a school group and they asked me to sing for them. And that's how it all started, you know. And after doing vacations, we used to go out and play with the professionals, you know, to earn some money. And it went on like that until I went to university.
Who were some of the great stars that you used to look up to in Accra?
Oh, we had groups like Gerardo Pino's band.
Right.
Called the Heartbeats at that time. We had El Polos. Mm-hmm. We played alongside some of the big names like CK Man in those mm-hmm. days. We had the Black Beats, Ramblers, mm-hmm. and all these big bands in that era, you know.
Right, yes. Right. That was a great era also. Well, let's talk about your LP here. Mm-hmm. And you've called it Baya.
Baya,
What is that?
Well, Baya means back, you know, and it's used to mean several things, like going back. It used to mean the back as in physically, you know, your back,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. It's used also, in fact, it used to be a dance, mm-hmm. you know, where, you know, people like shaking their backs a lot when they're dancing in Africa.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, your track one here on the record is called Etui.
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 Yes, Etui.
Okay, what is that?
Etui is the name of a god mm-hmm. in Cape Coast, and they have a big festival in September called Afashe, and this is the god of the lagoon, you know, that when it breaks the water into the sea, you know, that's when the festival, you know, happens. And it's very influential, you know, traditionally, yes. And in this song, we're talking about fads and fashions, you know, and what I'm trying to say here is that I'm more or less calling upon the god to save us from unnecessary foreign trends, okay. You know, and fashions, yes. Oh,
We've just heard Etoué, okay? We played that.
That's right.
And actually, out of these others, now, which is one of your really favorites? Which one?
Actually, there's two that I like very much. Insase, the second one, and then Mokomikrum, which is the last one there on the second side, yes.
I'll select track number two, okay?
Yes, it's called Insase.
Insase.
Yes.
What is this song about?
Insase means understanding, and it is really about our women and the way men, demean women. What we are saying here is that, it always takes a man and a woman, to interact and to make love or whatever, but the women always gets blamed. People say that, oh, she's spoiled, but the man gets praised. What we are saying is that we should get our understanding straight, because it always takes a man and a woman.
Oh,
That's a great number, Ben. Who were the other vocals along with you in this selection?
Yeah, on Ntsase, there's a Ghanaian called Papa J in London, and he sang all the backing tracks on Ntsase. Mm-hmm.
And you have other Ghanaian musicians here. I know the name Bannerman here.
Alfred Bannerman is a very popular Ghanaian guitarist. He's played with Osibisa and other groups. In fact, he's played on a lot of Ghanaian albums, you know.
And Gome?
Yeah, Gome is a big drum that, right, you know, you sit on and play and change the tonality by moving the back of your toes, of your feet, up and down. And it's like a bass.
Yes.
You know, and when you use it, you don't have to play the bass guitar. And I used it for one song. It worked very well.
Yeah, that's Nanatsibo.
Nanatsibo, yeah. He's a great Ghanaian musician. Plays all the traditional instruments very well.
Fine. Now, I know this is one of your own favorite tracks.
Moko Mikrom.
Moko Mikrom.
It means I will go back home.
Right.
You know, yeah. And in this song, I extol the joys and the happiness of being back at home.
Na wo me na na kon etin.
Before going back to London, you're going to go back to Ghana, to Accra?
That's right.
And this is going to be something special for you, right? Tell us about it.
Very special. You know, I've not been in music very long. This is, in fact, my first major work as a musician. And it's done so well in Ghana that the readers and the listeners in Ghana have voted it the best album of the year, 78, and also voted me the best musician of the year. And I've been invited to go and receive the award. So I'm very excited because it's my first major kind of recognition as a musician, you know, and really I'm beside myself.
That's great. What are you intending to do in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, as an African musician, you tend to get boxed in all over the world because, you know, you don't get into the mainstream of the music. What I'm trying to do is to break out through various means, through videos and stuff like that, to be able to at least reach out very well all over Africa. Mm-hmm. And I believe that if I'm able to do that, it will be rewarding enough for me to continue in the music career. My ultimate aim is to run a good first-class studio in Ghana by the beach.
Okay, I remember that beach also. Okay, Ben, thank you for taking time to come to visit us here in Washington at the VOA. And we hope to see you again.
Oh, thank you, Leo. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Ben Bracco, recording star from Ghana, and your music man, Leo Sarkisian, talking about Ben's newly released album, Baya. More music still coming up, so stay with us right here on The Voice of America. VOA's Africa service is on the air 7 days a week, keeping you in touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. Some of our programs beam to Africa. The ones that you really shouldn't miss include African Panorama, Daybreak Africa, and of course, Nightline Africa. On weekends, watch for Voices of Africa and Africa in Print. And of course, for the best in African music, each Sunday at 17:30 and 19:30 GMT, it's this program, Music Time in Africa. They're all listed in VOA's program schedule with times and frequencies. And here's my address for corresponding. I'll spell my name for you, Rita Rochelle. Rita is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C. H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 USA. And for you regular listeners, you know that we do have an alternate address, and it's a little less expensive. You might want to drop these letters by and send them to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And now back to music. This last selection from Ben Bracco's album is titled Adom Tomorrow. And once again, here's Brother Ben telling us what the song is all about.
Adom Tomorrow means like, Adom is like grace. You know, this song, well, there's no words, but it's about hope for the future. Mm-hmm. We believe that once tomorrow will come, there is hope that everything will be all right, that you can work towards, you know, your betterment. Thank you.
We hope you enjoy this evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa with the music of Ben Bracco of Ghana. Our second edition follows in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at 1930 GMT, and I'll have more music for you by some of Africa's finest musicians and dance groups right here on VOA's Africa service. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now with all my best to you, your family, and friends, and also inviting you to stay tuned to this station for a report of the latest world news, direct from our Voice of America newsroom, following immediately. My love to all of you.